that came from the old mill, which he came in here in about 1817, 1818. But the fascinating thing about it is the sophistication of it.
Yes.
Who would know how to build a mill like that with a joint like this, you see? And the way this thing, now my mother thought this was leaded because it was very dull, and you got the impression of the glass, and it was very effective. But when I cleaned it, this is all pine and all joint like that, and it really is a remarkable thing. Now the people who have studied the house, the ones that have come here, feel that anybody who did that was, there was no justification in the house the way it was. Evidently the man was a craftsman, and he made it that way. But it really looks Elizabethan.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Because it's not the triangular, not the diamond shaped panes, but it has Elizabethan influence. Mm-hmm. And it may go back to the time when they didn't have the large panes, when glass was the tendency to have the small panes may have come from the time when they wiped out the panes. Well, you remember they were taxed according to how the glass in the house.
Right.
And these trekkicals, one's made from the boxwood at Waverly, but I don't know which one it is, I have forgotten. But these are about, take your hand, you see.
I see.
So they had all that. This is the trumpet type. This is a more elaborate type. They all have a different tone.
Uh-huh.
So they would carry them for the different tones and give variety.
This
gun was Uncle Chester's. Everything I mentioned is Uncle Chester's. And by the way, Uncle Chester lived in a log house just exactly like this. I found this. This family that I mentioned built a little house to the front. But I went back and found these myself up in his attic that was exactly like this. I crawled up through the porch on a ladder into the room and found so much of the stuff that he was dead when I came along. It was left there. Mm-hmm. And it was given to me. This is a sharpshooter. Sharp made this. It was one of the earliest pieces that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty silver on it. Beautiful burl walnut stock. But this is a lady's rifle. This is a poacher's rifle. And very limited edition of it because it was completely impractical. But it was made in a very fancy, pretty way for the ladies.
I see. Yes, it is. How heavy here?
It's just pretty heavy, but not bad.
No.
It was for the women. You see, it did have a long barrel and all, but they said it was very inaccurate, very difficult to have. So it here's a cradle for twins that we picked up.
Oh, yes.
Now, we tried to do this room early in Mississippi. These chairs came from our home, branch of the family. These people settled over where they were in 1840 and never moved. Now, and this generation, so lady who would be 110, 115, no younger people after that. That's the reason I got all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Of course, there was no real monetary value to it, but it was. They had a lot of fascinating things.
Right. How about these?
These are the jugs. These things, Uncle Chess made wine, and he shipped it all over the country.
Oh, these are jugs
like that.
Jugs.
These are the wine. That's wine jug.
And on the windowsill, there they are.
Those are just things that they used in the kitchen, you know, molds to do the vegetables. Not a regular modern pestle. I have that over there.
Mm-hmm.
And that came from the family. Now, strangely enough, in this family was this thing. I've corresponded with the Smithsonian on this and Sid Rubbins and had a lot of fun with the man. The man I got in, who was in charge of the artifacts, was English, a young fellow, and just so interested. This crest, same things about it and make it look as though it were a commission to the royal family. In other words, not just a plain English crest on a military piece of stuff. But he I never did send it to him, but he always wanted me to. We don't know exactly what this is. It is military, and he believes it was commissioned by